Welcome to Thoreau's Leaves, a podcast dedicated to the celebrated and lesser-known works of Henry David Thoreau. I'm your host, M. Allen Cunningham. November 20th, 1857. In books, that which is most generally interesting is what comes home to the most cherished private experience of the greatest number. It is not the book of him who has traveled the farthest over the surface of the globe, but of him who has lived the deepest and been the most at home. If an equal emotion is excited by a familiar, homely phenomenon as by the pyramids, there is no advantage in seeing the pyramids. It is on the whole better, as it is simpler, to use the common language. We require that the reporter be very permanently planted before the facts which he observes, not a mere passerby. Hence, the facts cannot be too homely. A man is worth most to himself and to others, whether as an observer or poet or neighbor or friend, where he is most himself, most contented and at home. There his life is the most intense, and he loses the fewest moments. Familiar and surrounding objects are the best symbols and illustrations of his life. If a man who has had deep experiences should endeavor to describe them in a book of travels, it would be to use the language of a wandering tribe instead of a universal language. The poet has made the best roots in his native soil of any man, and is the hardest to transplant. The man who is often thinking that it is better to be somewhere else than where he is, excommunicates himself. If a man is rich and strong anywhere, it must be on his native soil. Here I have been these 40 years, learning the language of these fields that I may the better express myself. If I should travel to the prairies, I should much less understand them, and my past life would serve me but ill to describe them. Many a weed here stands for more of life to me than the big trees of California would if I should go there. We only need travel enough to give our intellects an airing. There will be plenty of room in this world if every man will mind his own business. I have not yet heard of any planet running against another yet. Thoreau's Leaves is read by M. Allen Cunningham and produced by Atelier 26 Books, publisher of Funny Ass Thoreau, the first ever compendium of Thoreau's humor. Visit us at atelier26books.com. You can support this podcast at anchor.fm/Thoreau's Leaves. Thank you for listening. So long for now.